Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Thanks for taking our call. So early, I bet it's cold out there.
It's a balmy 32 up here in Sheffield at the moment.
32 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, a bit of a frost.
Yeah. So you had your budget meeting last night and everything's been approved?
That's right, yeah. Council, we had a special meeting last night to get our budget through. So that's all set. The bad news for ratepayers are there's a 3.1% rate increase across the board. That'll mean, Darren, if you've got a place worth about $275, evaluated at that price, you'll be up for about an extra $70 a year. So a few reasons for those changes. Last year, like all other councils, we had a 0% increase, and that catches up with you. Just to give you some idea how things are changing for us and for everybody, anybody building a home, building anything, we were having a look at a project last night, and we thought we'd had the quotes pretty close, and you know, the tenders came in 40% higher, so we're finding it's costing us much more to get materials and much more for labour, so that's playing a part in it as well. So, and the tip is another one. There's going to be an introduction of a waste levy in Tasmania right across the board by the state government, and for every tonne of waste we take to Dolvison, we'll be charged $20 a tonne there. So changes are coming, so 3.1 is about the best we're going to do. We tried to knock it down under 2, but it would have meant that we would be budgeting for a deficit, so less money coming in than what's going out. So that's not a good look. We've had about a decade of modest surpluses, and we're keen to just keep it like that. It allows us to have a bit of money in the bank. So on the positive side, there's some bigger projects that we'll have a crack at this year. We'll finally get going in Railton, $1.6 million towards getting work started in there. It's a $10 million project. Our council's never done anything so big as that in. Kenny's council's never done a project of that size of our own.
Can you just give us
a roundabout in Sheffield as well?
Can you just give us, can you just give us a few more details on that project at Railton? Like, what exactly are you doing there?
Yeah, at Railton, there is, you know, we've had flood in 11 and 16. So in Railton, we're looking at putting in some levee walls to keep the water in, widening of bridges in the town, and also widening of the creek. Railton's Redwater Creek suffers from a small creek but a big catchment. So they get flash flooding.
Yeah.
It's not like a slow rising and a slow falling, like, you know, to get at La Trobe and other places. It just comes and it goes, but, you know, damage is on the way. So $10 million, we're going to put in a third, 3.3 from Kentish, 3.3 from the state, and 3.3 from the federal government. So it rounds out at about $10
million. Right. Okay, you mentioned Sheffield there before I interrupted you, sorry.
No, that's fine, it's an interrupt. Yeah, so looking at putting a roundabout in the middle of town. For those who come up to Sheffield, we've got the crossroads in the middle of town. And it's just painful, especially coming off High Street. It's hard to see. You get a big vehicle parked there. You sort of stop and start. Nobody wants to have traffic lights in a little town like Sheffield. So we've come up with a design that will work for a roundabout. So we've put in for a grant to get that. So it's grant dependent, but that's our goal, is to get a roundabout in the town this year. So that's the congested spot in a little town like Sheffield. It is the crossroads of town. So that's another project as well. But anyway, that's where we're moving. Mm. So financially, we're doing okay. And hopefully ratepayers can live with that change.
Yeah, well, it seems to be the norm for councils, particularly in the north of Tasmania. Most councils had net zero rate increase last year. And it seems about 3 is the average this year. So, you know, you're not alone there.
It's a difficult one to work out because it's all relative. You know, as an example, I know the La Trobe's rates were 4 point something, but, you know, they're a very cheap council for rates. So it's really, you know, the percentage is based off what you've been charged in the past. So they do vary around the state, and there's no apples for apples for the councils. To give you some idea, you know, Kentish, we've only got about 6,000 residents, but we've got over 100 bridges.
Yeah.
And, you know, Devonport, much bigger population, hardly any bridges. So there's all sorts of different factors that go into it. So, look, it is a trade-off at the end of the day. We tried our best to sneak in under 3, but we would have just been running in the red, and I just didn't want to do that, nor did the councils.
Yeah, of course. Fully understandable. All right, so 3.1% for this financial year. Right, anything else happening around Kentish you want to mention while you're here?
Well, we've just been through some good things. A really interesting first run at a winter solstice event up here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about it.
I did.
Great fireworks up here and the streets have been lit up. Shops have been open. We were keen to get something going in the middle of winter. We've got nice events running into winter. We've had, you know, traditionally you have your Steam Fest and Mural Fest, though Mural Fest has moved itself across. But, you know, dead of winter, not much. So year one, kick off to see how it went, and it was a great success. Down at the Redwater Creek Seaman Heritage Society, where they have Steam Festivals, amazing fireworks display put on this year. So I don't know how many were there, maybe 800 or 900. It was a really nice night. And shops were open, just a nice feel in the town. So yeah, that's been happening. That's probably what's there. We've got, what else is coming? We've got a slow meal market, a slow meal event coming out of Claude Road Hall. Yeah, it's just a nice time to be up here. It hasn't been that cold, even though we've got a frost at the moment. But no, life's good in Kentish.
Yeah, and I noticed on your council website there, at school holidays, you've got a lot of school holiday programs for kids. You've got movies and games and get-togethers for the kids and parents and carers. So that's terrific. I suggest people just get on the Kentish website and have a look there for dates and times. Just a quick weather report on Mount Roland. Have you got snow up there this morning?
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have a look right out the window now. It must be darn close, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, it's minus one, it's showing at Sheffield at the moment.
Yeah, I'm going from room to room. Give me one sec.
All right.
I've got in my kitchen, I can sit in my chair and I can't fit the mountain in the window. We have no snow on Mount Roland at this point, but we have a beautiful sunrise that's it's turning red. So let's go with red. That's as nice as snow.
Beautiful. All right, Tim, thanks for taking our call. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.